Shannon Rhodes is a medical social worker for Intermountain Healthcare. She attended a town hall meeting in Logan recently where lawmakers and healthcare advocacy group organizers discussed Medicaid expansion.
We had an instance where a lady, she'd noticed a lump underneath her breast and was concerned about it. She kind of delayed going because she didn't have insurance, and by the time she'd gotten there, it had become a stage 4 breast cancer that had spread to other parts of her body.
According to Utah Public Health data, in 2016, about 9% of Utahns did not have health insurance. This health insurance coverage gap is what Medicaid expansion seeks to address. According to the writers of Proposition 3, all Utah citizens in the coverage gap will have access to Medicaid, covering an additional 150,000 Utahns. The House bill has a work requirement and would cover about 90,000 Utahns. Not everyone who needs Medicaid is able to work, and the process for proving an inability to work can be long and daunting.
As far as this bill, I don't know what kind of proof that they would want to provide. What I do know is with Medicare, most people are denied the first time they apply for disability.
Rhodes says she doesn't know why so many people are denied the first time they apply for disability, but that in her work experience, it is common for people who genuinely can't work to be denied coverage.
I think it's hard to paint a picture of how sick someone is on paper. But if you go into their home and see how long it takes them to come and answer their door or how long it takes them to stand up, then I think you get a better picture of how disabled these people are.
Republican Representative Robert Spenlove, the sponsor of the House bill, said he is confident people who can't work but don't currently have insurance or Medicaid coverage will be able to get help from the Department of Health, but otherwise didn't include a plan within the bill for people who haven't secured disability coverage. For UPR News, Tamsin Malloy.